Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is TV Black Box, bringing you the inside goss from the TV industry.
Right, and welcome to this brand new edition of TV Black Box for 2024. And it's a special edition as we look at the new rating system set to come into effect this week. Joining me is the viewer's advocate, Steve Mulk, and senior editor of TV Black Box, Kevin Perry. Gentlemen, let's get right into it. Mulk, tell us what this new VOS system is.
Thanks, Rob. Hello, Kevin. It's a, look, I'm going to say a fundamental change to what we've been receiving as far as data goes from OzTAM since it kicked off. The primary thing that's happening is all of the reports that we have been receiving, and we would get five every day based on a whole bunch of metrics, but predominantly the average audience across the five capital cities for any, you know, the top 20 programs. We would get and of course all of the demos. We would get the multi-channel report in the same way. The percentage prime time share from 6 p.m. to midnight for all of the networks and all of the multi-channels. A subscription TV report in their top 20, and then what was essentially a total TV consolidated 7 from what happened a week ago on the same day. They were the reports that we were getting from Monday the 29th. Is it? No, Monday the 30th, representing the data. Yeah, Monday the 29th, representing the data from Sunday the 28th. No more. Those reports are gone. In fact, the archived data on the OzTAM website is now gone as well. You can't even access those reports as you used to be able to, because we're going to be getting two new reports every day at a different time. And the critical changes to this are, where we used to get the breakdown by even market, where we could see in those top 20s what the audience, average audience figure was for any show, We're now going to see a report that prioritizes the cumulative reach for every of the top 30 shows for the night. So we get an extra 10, but we're getting primarily what is the cumulative reach. We'll dive into what that means in a second. We will also get in that report the national average audience for that show. So no longer just Five City Metro, but a national figure. And then the national BVOD audience that is averaged. And it's important to know that those three numbers, A plus B, does not equal C. So you can't add the national average audience and the national other to get the reach. It's a different number altogether. And those two reports, so we get that one, plus we get a consolidated 7, so the same thing, what happened 7 days ago for that audience market. They're the two that we get every day, and no longer do we get them for a 10 a.m. publish. All of the data gets released to everybody, including the trade media, 11:35 every day.
Yeah, as someone on Twitter said to me, we've got more data than ever before, but we're releasing less of it. But Kevin, the headline here is we're going from averages to reach or cum or cumulative reach, however you want to put it. I do have some sympathy for why the networks are doing this. When everyone's trying to talk TV down, they do need to showcase the audience, the number of Australians they're reaching, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And to be fair to the networks, this is going to provide the biggest number possible. This is going to bring in all of the viewers across regional Australia. We're going to be getting ratings from areas of Australia that we've never seen before in really remote regions like Darwin. And we're also going to get a lot more of the BVOD data, people watching online. That's where the youth market tend to be watching their content nowadays. So all of that audience figure is going to be coming into the ratings and it's going to be represented a lot more. I guess my main concern is the fact that these numbers we're getting are a completely different style of metric to what we've had previously, and that's going to mean that the numbers that we're reporting on from Monday, they really cannot be compared with anything we've seen previously.
That makes a lot of sense. I think I was in a position where when they were trying to go from metro to national, I was very resistant. And it's interesting that in the years since, I'm actually on board with this. Radio does QM and they talk percentages. You could almost argue, Kevin, that TV has been talking itself down ever since ratings came up dealing with averages. You know, we're going to see Sunrise and the Today Show have around 1 million viewers when you look at reach.
Yeah, that's correct. But I guess in some ways that reach number is... It tells one story, but it also doesn't tell you the story of how many people are actually watching at a particular moment. I mean, a show like Sunrise or Today, yes, it might have a reach of over 1 million viewers, but the average viewer is probably only there for around 15 minutes. So I guess we kind of have to explain what these new numbers really mean.
Yeah, and I'm going to disagree with you briefly, Rob, just to quickly jump back, but it'll bring us back into this point. I don't think that people talking about the numbers on TV shrinking is people talking TV down. I think that it's people reflecting what's actually happening. And honestly, rightly, if we reflect into the conversation what the BVOD and the catch-up numbers are, where this forces that sort of conversation, it was kind of optional before, that's a real reflection of what the audience is doing. Now, we acknowledge in part that even those audiences were decreasing somewhat or were a little bit hit and miss, depending on the nature of the show. But, you know, we will agree to cut and slice our lemons in a couple of different ways. The challenge for mine, and I acknowledge that the key difference in this is a reach number is based on the total number of unique viewers that watched 1 minute of the program.
Yep.
So that absolutely will be the highest number, because if the three of us tuned in at different times for different lengths but all stayed for at least a minute, that counts us as three viewers in that OzTem context. Now, again, they haven't changed the way that they are measuring this data in that it is still coming from their, you know, 5,000-odd boxes around the country, you know, doing all of that sort of stuff. It's not like they've opened it wide. And the BVOD numbers do actually measure every single stream. So if you watch it on BVOD, actual real data represents how many people watched, acknowledging there's an extra metric that they use to calculate that, but the OzTem boxes do that. My challenge is this. When we watch a TV program, generally speaking, we'll sit down at 7:32 to watch the entire thing. We want to watch the whole show if we're interested in it. Lots of people channel flip, I get it, and all of those sorts of things. So giving us a reach number, I don't think reflects the actual audience that watches the program, whereas as broken as it is in itself, an average number for the show length gives us a better indication of how many people across the life of that broadcast hour or however long it was, that gives us the truer indication of how many people watch this show on broadcast TV. Because unless you're delivering us a program that only gives us little bite-sized segments that you can easily tune in and out of, we actually... and certainly the networks want us to tune in for the entire lifespan of that program, that hour of TV that they're giving us. And a cumulative reach number doesn't give us that indication, which is why I think it'll help us to give the national audience number, which is the other, as I said, you know, the extra part of the report that's coming in.
But, Malk, is that just because we're used to getting that level of detail? We don't get that level of detail with radio.
Yes, that's true, but I think that radio and TV are different. I think that, like, while they are certainly both broadcast media and you do want to do it, we're not... Thanks to Adam Boland, the way that we watch breakfast TV is reflected to be as much like radio as TV can.
And he always wanted to talk in reach.
Sure. And for your brekkie television, it makes sense because it's absolutely in and out. very few people sit down and watch sunrise from 7 till 9, which is how it's measured in that average context, you know, in the past every day. Most people are there, they're grabbing 15 minutes, and God, if you do sit down and watch it for all 2 or 3 hours, and I have done for various reasons in the past, there's lots of repetition in the programming. Let's see this again and again and again and again.
Yep.
Same with radio. You'll hear something in that first hour that gets repeated later in the next 2 hours, and that's fine. It's an in and out medium. I'm going to promise you, particularly 7, 9, and 10, come Monday night when they launch their three big new reality shows, do not want you to watch just 1 minute of Australian Idol or Australian Survivor.
Of course, we know that.
Or Married at First Sight. They want you to watch the whole thing. And so this reach number is helpful to give you an inflated sense of how many people watched it. I don't think it gives us a true indication of what the audience are doing.
Kevin, I think Malk has a lot of good points there. Ring the bell for 2024.
But, we're starting strong.
This is a PR stunt because they want the biggest numbers being out there. I see tweets. I see headlines all the time. There's only, you know, 300,000 people watching this show when – actually, people will put it in terms of there are only 300,000 Australians watching this show. And that's not true, because then we know you've got to add the national figure and the BVODs. The networks are saying our advertising dollars are going because everyone's buying into this perception that no one's watching TV. It is still the biggest game in town. And I get the idea that they want to put out the biggest number.
Yeah, exactly, and I can appreciate why they're doing it too, but I think it's going to be really beholden on people like us to educate our readers on what these new numbers mean, because it is a very different equation to what we've been dealing with previously. And a program, say, for example, the launch of Gladiators that we had a couple of weeks ago, I mean, that program had huge publicity, and I am sure that that first premiere episode had a huge reach number. But I'm also guessing a lot of those viewers were there for only the first few minutes and then they switched off.
And
so
total drive-by.
But the second episode, the third episode, will show that under this new metric.
It will, but...
But in the same way that it showed it in the average anyway, Rob.
Of course. I'm just dealing with the fact that we will still get comparisons. We will be able to compare apples with apples, because episode one of Gladiators might have a reach of 1 million, even though it averaged, 300 and something. But when we see night two, night three, we will still be able to see the audience decline.
Yeah, yeah. And just a really quick point to note, any change in data set is going to make things difficult to compare, you know. Like, we will not be able to compare this year's Men's Australian Open Final with last year's Men's Australian Open Final or any of the past ones, because it's based on this whole new metric. So, look, that is a suck-egg situation. You can't pick a good date to start new data sets. It just has to happen. So, arbitrarily, they've picked this date. To pick up on what Kevin was saying, I thought that's a really great example, because in the example report that OzTAM supplied us, they highlighted data from the 15th of January this year, which is the launch night of Gladiators. Now, old school metrics, old school numbers. Five City Metro, Gladiators pulled 395, five capital city, and it pulled 127 regional for a old school national number, if you think of it in that regard, of just broadcast TV, 522, right? So it's a good but not great number, but in the middle of summer, it's actually not outrageous. Well done, Channel 10. Under the new system, it gets even more interesting, because the national average for Gladiators, that launch episode, was 556K. So that includes the Five City Metro plus regional plus a new regional market, which includes basically all of the missing bits that hadn't been included or hadn't been measured before. Then the BVOD number for overnights was 27 nationally, only 27,000 viewers for just those that watched it via broadcast video on demand in that first 24 hours. The consolidated seven figure, which is your broadcast plus BVOD plus time shift, so people that maybe recorded it or watched it later, total was 654. Great. Well done, Gladiators. Not a bad start. But the reach number under the new metric was 1.349 million viewers for that first episode of Gladiators. That's how many people watched that, sorry, the total number of unique viewers via broadcast TV who watched for at least a minute, and the total number of unique streams that caught it via BVOD for at least, get this, 15 seconds. That's all it takes on BVOD to register. Plus,
why is it only 15 seconds for BVOD?
Because that's what it is, right? I understand the question, and we don't know. But add to that, Rob.
It's like it's, Facebook saying a view is 2 seconds. But you know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's also not a one-to-one. So the BVOD number isn't just Rob watched it on BVOD and Kevin and Malk watched it on broadcast TV. There is what they call a co-viewing metric that they load that number with, acknowledging that sometimes it's just Rob watching on BVOD, but at other times it might be Rob and Rob's family watching with BVOD. And they can't know that because Rob's the one that logged in. We can't know everyone else. So we'll make an educated, well-educated kind of calculation. So every BVOD number is then multiplied by 1.2 or 1.5 or whatever the co-viewing metric is to extrapolate and allow for that. So already that number's bigger. But like I said, 15 seconds plus 1 minute, total number of unique people that watched for at least that gives us this 1.349 number.
Although in fairness, you have to get through the ads. So if you haven't survived the ads before you get there, you're there to watch that show.
And they don't count, just by the way. When you launch up and you give your pre-roll ads, they don't count for that 15 seconds of the show. So to make it really clear, those numbers are very different in how they measure them. They give us a very different number, like Kevin said, and it is inflated compared to what we are used to. It is something that we will have to get used to because we're used to talking about now, you know, 400,000, 500,000 viewers was the old million, was what we used to refer to the old 2 million. If you go back, gosh, even 10 years in ratings terms, now from Sunday, we're going to be talking about the Australian Open men's final. I'm going to predict under this new reach number, he's going to pull like 4.5-5 million viewers. And there's no Aussie in the final, right? That you almost remember when Ash Barty won her women's final, it pulled 4 or 5 million average. This is going to pull that for just these ones and twos.
Geez, imagine what the Matildas would have done.
Oh, it like, I just can't even. You'd be talking 10s to 12s to 15s, right? Huge, huge numbers. So we will need to adjust our understanding of that. The catch is that we, as Kevin rightly said, we're going to need to make sure that we talk in a sense that understands that while that number is huge, it only represents people that watched at least a minute of the show. And for particularly your reality juggernaut shows where you tune in to the, like, remember the networks would split code shows and they'd go, here's like this, and then the winner announced.
There'll be no more of that.
Well, they may still do that. However,
but what's the value? If the longer they go, the more chance they have of a bigger reach. Like Sunrise and the Today Show.
That's right. It deprioritises their need to split code.
Sunrise and the Today Show should get rid of 7 to 9 and go 5:30 till 9 o'clock because you've got all these people coming and going, which would lead to a bigger reach.
Absolutely. And I think we'll see the end of calling Sunrise and Today coded 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. It'll just be, it goes from 5:30 till 9. And then when they do have those extended ones, they'll have to be coded separately.
Yeah. If we do get rid of split coding, that will be a huge advantage for the industry. We have already seen the end of split coding in the 6 p.m. news bulletins, which has been great.
Yeah.
So, hopefully we are going to see the end of split coding across all programming. The other little thing I just wanted to touch on was the fact that there is a 10-minute rule when it comes to programs. So effectively, this is in the industry, it's known as the Bluey rule because Bluey never counts anymore. So you won't see Bluey, despite being one of the biggest shows on Australian television, in the rating reports from Monday. Yes.
And this also affects programs like the Melbourne Cup, doesn't it, Kevin? Because it fits in that under 10-minute broadcast, so it then wouldn't show in a whole bunch of the reports that we saw even as late as last year.
Unless they code it for at least 10 minutes.
That's exactly what I was going to say, because last year Channel 10 made the mistake of coding the actual race under 10 minutes, and so it got left off the VPN reports. So,
I think 10 will be smarter.
Yeah, well, exactly. So hopefully 10 this year have learnt their lesson and they will just code it as a one big event.
Yeah, why would you split code anything? If you're running the Melbourne Cup all day, people are coming and going all day. Your figure is going to be bigger under this rule because you're getting more unique viewers.
the broadcast starts at 10 a.m. and it runs until 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. and the Melbourne Cup pulled 11 bajillion people watching it. That 10-minute rule is interesting, Kevin. You're right, because it used to be 12 months ago, a 5-minute rule. And then they changed it. So now, as of last year, but carrying through to this, shows under 10 minutes aren't included, except the only exception will be Bluey's 30-minute episode that airs this year on the ABC, which will have a reach of, again, 11 bajillion people watching it. The other really critical thing that I thought was important, and look, Tim Burrows has talked about it in his daily Unmade newsletter today, we're not getting a percentage share report anymore.
Yeah.
So daily, it will be even harder to tell, air quotes, who won the night, because there's no definitive metric published. All of the data exists in the background and all of the networks will still get it. So the PR Jedis will work their asses off to tell us everybody won. But what we get from the arbiter, from Oztam, who collect and give us this data, is no more ability to be able to definitively say primary channel X or network Y won the night based on just their audience share. And the weekly audience share it's not even that. It's next to useless. Mm. It's just a total number of how many minutes were watched on network and on BVOD.
Yeah, that is a big loss, because we, as journalists, we're essentially now going to be wholly reliant on network publicists to tell us network share figures. And as we've experienced, those share figures, when it's coming from a network rather than an independent source like Oztam, those figures can be manipulated and kind of twisted to tell whatever particular story the networks want to tell. So that's going to make it really hard for us going forward.
Which is the PR Jedi's job, right? Their job is to take the data and tell us that their thing won when you lift up your knee and face Mecca and count to seven. Like, that's doing a fine job. Well done, friends. The challenge always is that this key data that Oztam published is always that base level. We can say, but here's what Oztam said, and Oztam tells us this. The press releases from each of the networks are great. The challenge is when they deliver us, oh, we won because, and they don't tell us how they've calculated that data set. And sometimes it can be really specific, particularly when we start to see week on week or across the year building. For example, how will we know who wins the news year this year based on these numbers? Is it going to be just on reach? Is it going to be, I mean, yes, they'll lean
on that. Well, it has to be.
Well, yes, but no, Rob, because that's, again, only a minute and only 15 seconds of people who watched total numbers.
Yeah, but if that's the new metric, Malk, then that has to be the decider.
Yeah.
But what happens when the national average audience gives you a different winner?
Well, here's the biggest problem when it comes to news, is news is a state-based product.
Exactly.
And we don't get that information split either, by the way, in the new report.
And that's the problem.
It's not broken up. We just get a total number for that show for last night based on reach and their national audience average and national BVOD average.
Yeah.
Now, I'm assuming the networks, we know that they're still getting all the old data that they used to get. So everything that's stopping on Monday, they still get.
Yes.
But will they get, with this reach number, a state-by-state breakdown to know that 9 News beat 7 News or 7 News beat 9 News? Because
my expectation is yes. If they get all the data as before, they get all the data as before. Mm. So it will be interesting to see what they can make available to us and even what they do make available to us, because
then I don't understand why they're not still supplying state-based reach. I get everything. I've laid down. I'm accepting it all. They're doing what they're doing. But I don't understand the idea. We're moving to a different metric. We're going with cumulative reach. Fine. I don't understand why we're not getting state-by-state splits.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a real good question. And I suspect, I say this not knowing, they've had to determine what the reports look like, and here they come, here's all of the reports. Nothing would surprise me if in 3 to 6 months' time we start getting the reports split out by those key markets. Same metrics, like here's the reach for Brisbane and for blah, 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 blah.
The
challenge is the calculation of the data. That's what, as far as I understand from what Oztam have told us, crunching this data set is huge work. And, that's why they cut out any program that is less than 10 minutes, because that adds in a whole other element of data that they just don't have time to process to get these figures out in a timely manner, and because they're looking at BVOD and those sorts of things as well, they have to hold off. That's why the report isn't coming out until 11:35, because they're having to slice the data, say this is how long we need to publish it, to calculate it, to publish it, and then here it comes. Now, the challenge, as we've talked about previously, is that at 11:30, like, most of the media and public's interest in this, that ship has well sailed. All of the daily newsletters are out well and truly by 11:30, and reporting on yesterday's figures the next day just feels a little bit...
How are network publicists going to abide by that? They'll see, because they'll still get those old reports, they'll see the averages, and if there's a story to tell, they'll certainly be telling it early to try and take the narrative.
Well, my understanding is that the networks don't get the data until 11:30.
No, but they get the Oztem data. They usually get at 8:58, don't they?
No, my understanding is they don't get any of the data until 11:30, 11:35. Because they have to calculate, they have to give them, they're not going to give them seven different deliveries of
but they
data.
Still get the Oztem, Metro and National averages, because they're still getting that information from Oztem.
Yes, my understanding is they don't get that data until they get all of the data at 11:30.
Geez, there's going to be executives like needing Valium. 8:58, right? They'll start to get the shakes when those reports don't come through.
I could be wrong. That's what I understand from what Oztem told us in our briefing, that they said that all of the data delivers to everybody at 11:30, 11:35. No, there's no more 9 a.m. drop. There's no more 10 a.m. embargo. All of the data comes out later, like closer to lunchtime.
Yeah, I'm just shocked. I knew we weren't getting anything, but I thought they'd still be getting it early. Mm. Kevin, what are your final thoughts on all this?
I'd just like to say that for me personally, as someone who lives in regional Australia, I don't care that the five-city figure is going away. I won't particularly mourn it. I think it has become outdated, and for the last few years, it hasn't really been telling us a proper story because a significant chunk of the audience is moving to BVOD technology. I guess what I would really love to see is the introduction of a state-based reach figure, a figure that, included all of New South Wales and BVOD or all of Victoria and BVOD, so that we had a true understanding of how many people were watching a 6 p.m. news in a particular state. I guess the other thing, the fact that we're losing your subscription TV figures, that's going to be very frustrating for me personally as a sports fan trying to keep up with that industry. Foxtel have already indicated that they're going to launch their own rating system, so we're going to have to keep a real eye on that and see what technology they're using because, as always, there's different ways to twist numbers. So it's going to make
Does Paul Murray suddenly get 500,000 instead of the 70,000 or 80,000 he gets?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what Foxtel delivers, and they haven't talked about how their ratings figures are going to be delivered to us yet, because the subscription TV reports that we were getting from Oztem were national figures default. Mm. They weren't split by, market. It was just, here's the national number for that show. So short of adding in on-demand and BVOD, those kinds of figures, I don't know what they're going to do as far as how do they inflate or what do they accurately reflect.
Yeah, well, certainly Foxtel are going to move to add in all of Binge and all of KO.
Everything. Everything.
And obviously they've got their Hubble product coming along, so they'll be able to use that to bring in some other data as well.
Well, we will keep watching this, and our ratings report start Monday. Good luck, Malk, with that one. And the normal edition of TV Black Box returns on Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. And yes, we'll be looking at the ABC and possible job cuts at Channel 10 based on what's happening at Paramount Global. All that and the latest TV topics that are coming up. We'll be covering it all. And Malk has about 10 bajillion binge box recommendations. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us for this special edition.
My pleasure.
Malk, thank you. I will see you Tuesday night.
Oh, I have opinions, Rob.
Oh, I know you do. And for all the latest in TV news, go to tvblackbox.com.au. It's where people in the industry get their news.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.